Good afternoon. Time is now 3:32, and I'd like to call this meeting of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order. We are in Butrovich Room 205. Today is Wednesday, April 26th, 2023. Members present are Senator Merrick, Senator Ray Jackson, Senator Bishop, Senator Dunbar, and myself, Senator Bjork. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please turn off or silence your cell phones. I'd like to recognize and welcome our recording secretary, Juliana Singh, and our LIO moderator, Amanda Kraft. Today, we have two items on our agenda. First up, very briefly, Senate Bill 94, Profession of Pharmacy, and Senate Bill 88, Retirement Systems Defined Benefit Option. First up, Senate Bill 94, Profession of Pharmacy. This is the fourth hearing on this bill, April 3rd and 17th. We heard the bill, and our last hearing on the bill, an amendment deadline was set for Friday the 21st. One amendment was moved at our last hearing on Monday the 24th. I remove my objection to that amendment. Is there a further objection to the amendment U.1 to Senate Bill 94? Seeing and hearing no objection, Amendment U.1 is adopted. We have the bill sponsor and her staff here for questions, as well as folks from the Corporation of Businesses and Professional Licenses and the chair of the Board of Pharmacy, Ashley Shaver. Are there any questions from members? Any further discussion? Seeing and hearing none, what are the wishes of the committee? Senator Bishop.
Chair Bjorkman, I move to report Senate Bill 94, Work Order Number 33-LS0294/Uniform as amended from the committee with the individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork and set up for the next bill. The record, we need to just correct one administrative item from the last motion. Senator Bishop.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to rescind my motion and state a new motion.
Please.
I move to report Senate Bill 94, Work Order Number 33, LS0293/Uniform as amended from the committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there any objection to that motion? Seeing and hearing none, committee substitute for Senate Bill 94 as amended moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Now we will take another brief at ease. on the record, 337. Next up, Senate Bill 88, Retirement Systems Defined Benefit Options. This is the seventh hearing of Senate Bill 88. We have taken invited and public testimony, and after consultation with stakeholders and in consideration of testimony heard, we have had a CS drafted, which is in members' packets. Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Chair Bjorkman, I move CS for Senate Bill 88, Work Order 33, LS0505/R, as the working document.
Thank you very much. I will object for purposes of explanation. My staff, the award-winning Conrad Jackson, will walk us through the changes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staff to Senator Bjorkman and the Labor and Commerce Committee. The CS we have before, the members have before them for consideration, / Romeo, R as in Romeo, is a new bill, and what I will be doing is going through the explanation of changes from the Bravo version of the bill. Before I get started, Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to remind members of the public some of the terms that we will be using, the acronyms such as DB, which stands for Defined Benefits, or DC, which is Defined Contribution, TERS, the Teachers Retirement System, PERS, the Public Employees Retirement System. Another term that I don't believe most folks are familiar with would be HRA, which is health. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I'm just drawing a complete blank.
Reimbursement
arrangement. Yes, sir. Thank you. So just to help the public be aware, we will be using those throughout the presentation, and I'll try to be clear as I go through the changes that folks will find before them. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll just begin. The first change members will find on page 1, lines 9 through 11 in section 1, which adds language to clarify the applicability is for teachers eligible for the proposed defined benefits plan and not just for those teachers who are currently members of the teachers' retirement system. Section 2 on page 2, lines 5 through 13, strikes and adds language to clarify eligible teachers may continue in the defined contribution, DC, retirement plan and choose not to participate in the proposed DB retirement plan. Section 3 adds a new section on page 2, lines 14 through page 3, line 19, which codifies the procedure TERS DB members who are also members of the PERS DB system can elect to have their PERS earnings included in their TERS base salary to potentially count towards their pension benefit calculation. Section 4 adds a new section on page 3, line 20 through page 6, line 11, which codifies the procedures for rehired teachers currently enrolled in the DC plan to elect the proposed DB plan. Section 8 on page 7, line 28, beginning on page 7, line 28, going to page 8, line 8, amends subsection E, and this increases the range of the employee contribution rate from 8 to 10% to from 8 to 12%. Further, it adds subsection G, which adds that when the funding ratio of the proposed plan falls below 90%, the Alaska Retirement Management Arm Board may increase the employee's contribution rate to address the past service liability attributable to the proposed plan. Section G further stipulates that the Arm Board may not increase the employee contribution rate by more than what is needed to address 50% of the gap between the funding level at that point in time, and 90% or greater threshold. Section 9 of the bill, of the CS, starting on page 8, and will be on lines 9 through 23, deletes the previously added subsection A language and adds subsection B, which directs that the employer contributions may be deposited into the retirement fund and the Alaska Retiree Health Trust Fund at the end of each pay period. The late fee for delinquent employer contributions has been reduced in this section from 150 times the actuarial rate to the actual actuarial rate. Section 10, starting on page 8, line 24, going through page 9, line 7, stipulates that the employer contribution rate may be adjusted between 12 and 12.56% and is determined by the ARM board based on the full actuarial determined cost of the new TERS system. Section 11 on page 9, lines 8 through 11, adds a new section to allow the legislature to appropriate funds to decrease the employer contribution rate. Sections 12, 13, and 14, which you'll find on pages 9 and 10, conforming changes that conform with the CS changes. The following change on section 15, page 10, lines 22 through 28, adds a new section to direct the employer contributions on behalf of members of the proposed DB plan must be deposited into the new subtrust of the retirement plan. Section 16, page 10, line 29 through page 11, line 9, amends language to clarify that contributions for medical benefits must be accounted for separately and deposited into the health care trust. Section 17, page 12, lines 4 through 9, adds a new subsection, small A2, explaining qualifications for retirement for those hired after June 30th, 2006. Section 18, page 12, lines 10 through 14, adds a new subsection, B, noting the requirements for early retirement. Version B's sections 17 and 18 have been removed in this version Romeo to align the TERS disability benefits in the proposed DB plan with the benefits in the TERS Tier 2, which was the prior DB plan. Section 19, page 12, line 27 to page 13, line 5, changes the TERS benefit calculation criteria from the member's highest 5 consecutive years to the highest 5 years in the member's service. Version B's sections 22, 24 through 33, and 35 have been removed to align the TERS death and duplicate and disability benefits to the proposed DB plan with the benefits in the previous TERS Tier 2 plan. Section 23, page 14, lines 1 through 12, adds a new subsection G that reduces the post-retirement pension adjustment, otherwise known as PERPA, by one half for plan beneficiaries who are not Alaskan residents. It also provides that the residency determination is done using the permanent fund dividend eligibility requirements that are currently in law. There are also conforming changes made to subsection H. In section 25, page 15, lines 13 through 17, we add language to carry over the eligibility requirement for medical benefits under the DC plan and insert it into the DB section of statute. Section 27 on page 18, lines 25, beginning at lines 25, going to page 19, line 4, adds a section aligning the definitions of base salary and compensation to include a teacher's main contract along with any contract addenda. Section 29, found on page 19, lines 20 through 24, deletes the definition of non-occupational disability and occupational disability, and further adds the definition of the first became a member after June 30, 2006. In section 30, page 19, starting on line 25, going through page 20, line 7, we're adding language to reflect the applicability of the DC plan includes those eligible for the proposed DB plan, but who choose not to elect. Section 32, page 20, lines 11 through 16, amends language to conform with the other portions of the bill. Version B's section 43 has been deleted to conform with the additional changes in the CS. Section 37 on page 23, beginning line 26 and continuing to page 24, line 14, adds two new subsections. First, subsection 17 directs the ARM board to establish subtrusts for the pension fund for the proposed DB plan. We further add subsection 18 directing the ARM board to account and track the employer contribution, employee contributions, and the earnings in these subtrusts. Version B's section 51 has been deleted as some of the others to conform with the previous changes, future changes in the CS. Section 41, page 27, beginning on line 15, continuing, I'm sorry, I've just found a typo, to line 7, I believe that's on page 28, we're amending language to establish the health reimbursement arrangements, HRAs, for members of the proposed DB plan. Section 50, page 29, line 30, through page 30, line 7, amends the definition of employer. Section 51, again continuing from line 8 on page 30 through line 14, amends the definition of member. Section 52, page 30, lines 15 through 25, conforms the applicability of the current DB plans to the CS changes. Section 53, page 30, lines 26 to page 31, line 8, adds new subsections to provide specific circumstances under which a rehired employee can come back into the DC plan after this bill's effective date. Section 54 on page 31, lines 9 through 18, amends language to conform with other CS changes. Section 55, starting on page 31, line 19, continuing through page 34, line 11, adds a new section to codify the procedure for rehired public employees currently enrolled in the DC plan to elect participation in the proposed DB plan. Section 57, beginning on page 34, line 26, and continuing through page 35, line 21, amends subsection E, which increases the range of the employee contribution rate from 8 to 10% to 8 to 12% for all PERS members. Subsection G adds that when the funding ratio of the proposed plan falls below 90%, the ARM board may increase the employee's contribution rate to address the past service liability attributable to the proposed plan. Subsection G further stipulates that the ARM board may not increase the employee contribution rate by more than is necessary to address 50% of the gap between the funding level at that point in time and the 90% or greater threshold. Section 58 through 61, which begin on page 35, line 22, continuing through page 37, line 4, specifies how rehired public employees may purchase credited service under the proposed defined benefit plan. Section 62 on page 37, lines 5 through 27 of the section is amended to say that the employer contribution rate is established by the full actuarial actuarial determined contribution rate and is variable to no less than 12% and no greater than 22%. Section 63 on page 37, line 28 through 31, adds a new section to allow the legislature to appropriate funds to decrease the employer contribution rate. Section 64, page 38, lines 1 through 7, amends language to specify that funds must be put into the proposed plan subtrusts. Section 65, page 38, lines 8 through 19, amends the language to clarify that the contributions for medical benefits must be accounted for separately and deposited into the healthcare trust. Section 66, page 38, lines 20 through 28, are conforming changes that adopting military service credit language from the prior PERS DB system. Section 66 through 67, starting on page 38, line 20, to page 39, line 6, are conforming changes to make members of the proposed plan eligible for past service credit, past credit options available in the DB sections of statute. Section 71, page 40, lines 10 through 21, adds a new subsection G that reduces the post-retirement pension adjustment, PERPA, by half for beneficiaries who are not Alaskan residents. And again, the residency requirement is based on current law for the permanent fund dividend eligibility. Section 76, page 42, line 21 through page 43, line 7, amends and adds language to carry over the eligibility requirement for medical benefits under the PERS DC plan and inserts it into the PERS DB section of statute. Section 77, page 45, lines 21 through 28, adds a subsection which directs the employer contributions must be deposited into the retirement fund and the Alaska Retiree Health Care Trust at the end of each pay period. As with the TERS section, with the previous section, the late fee for delinquent employer contributions has been reduced from 150% to 100% of the actuarial rate of earnings. Section 79, on page 46, lines 20 through 29, amends the definition of employer. Section 80, page 46, line 30 through page 47, line 3, adds the definition of first became a member after June 30, 2006. Section 81, page 47, lines 4 through 16, amends language to reflect that the applicability for the PERS DC plan to include those eligible for the proposed PERS DB plan, but who choose not to elect. Version B, section 85, has been deleted to conform with the other CS changes, as well as the uncodified section 97 has been partially deleted as the procedures for the DC member choosing to elect their proposed DB plans are now codified. The uncodified implementation of this act is still in effect in version R's new section 90. Mr. Chairman, that's a quick summary of, a summary of the changes from Bravo to the Romeo version. We should have Noah Klein, the drafter with Legislative Legal online, for some more technical descriptions of the pieces and parts as we've just gone through. And, that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jackson. Are there questions from members of the committee? Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Page 2 of the sectional, section 9, page 8, lines 9 through 23. Could you reread that again? Because I'm not, there was a number that you talked about. I think that was the one I was looking for.
The first paragraph of page two of the summary of changes?
Yes.
So that is referring to section 9, page 8, lines 9 through 23. And in that section, we are deleting language, the original subsection A, which was in B, and then we are adding the new subsection B to 1425.065, which would direct that the employer contributions must be deposited into the retirement fund and the Alaska Retiree Health Care Trust at the end of each pay period. We're also adjusting the penalty, the late fee for delinquent employer contributions from 100%, or I'm sorry, 1.5 times the actual rating to merely 100%.
Thank you. Now I'm clear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Other questions from members of the committee? Seeing none, Mr. Jackson, thank you very much. At this time, we will set the bill aside. I'm setting an amendment deadline for 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 27th. As we continue to discuss Senate Bill 88, I have invited two folks to present to our committee today that will talk about implications of this proposed legislation, as well as the state of retirement benefits in general for the state of Alaska. First up, I've invited Ryan Frost with the Reason Foundation to speak to us about this proposed legislation. Mr. Frost, please put yourself on the record, state your name and affiliation, and begin your presentation. Mr. Frost, are you with us? Just take a brief at ease.